Welcome back to The Aggressive Life. This week we're celebrating the release of my new book, The Five Marks of a Man Devotional, 60 Days to a Powerful Life, by working through the first five entries together. They're freebies for you, and we get to do them together. So we've covered that men have vision, men take minority positions, and that men are team players in the last 3 days. Today we're going to talk about work and your right to fight. I hope these podcasts have been helpful. So you can order the entire book after this sampling if you want from Amazon. It makes a great gift for men of all ages or boys who are going to become men. Boys to men. Someone should. That sounds like
a great name for a band.
Now that we've come to the end of the road. One of the greatest songs of all time.
Pretty solid.
Jeez, Mariah Carey just went downhill after that. Being in there, she was phenomenal. Sorry, Mariah. I know you don't listen to my podcast, but I like addressing you anyway. Okay, here we go. Day four, the right to fight. Men work. Deuteronomy 1:8 says, "See, I have set the land before you. Go in and take possession of the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to them and to their offspring after them." Not that I'm qualified to adjust the words of the Bible. I certainly would never do that. I'd be inviting a plague on myself. But I wish God would have chosen to use a word other than give in this verse and many others like it. When I think of something being given to me, I think of passively receiving a gift, something I don't have to work to receive. And God does give in that way, for sure. It's called grace, but not in this case. Some 500 years earlier, God had entered into a deal with a man named Abraham. If Abraham would leave his homeland and follow God to a new place, God promised to give that land to him and his descendants. In Deuteronomy 1:8, Abraham's descendants, the nation of Israel, now stood on the edge of this promised land. God was ready to give it to them, but there would be nothing passive about it. Instead, Israel was being given the right to fight giants, conquer cities, crisscross hundreds of miles on foot, and have a percentage of their people die in order to take and settle their promised land. After the battles, their future would be one of building homes, planting and harvesting crops, and raising livestock. In short, they would have to work for it. They would ultimately be grateful for that privilege, but not before some difficult times. When spies ventured into the land, they came back with reports of how difficult the war campaign would be. The fears grew like a flame in the wind, spreading throughout the nation as nearly everyone became immobilized by fear and lost their faith. They wouldn't cross the line into the promised land, so God turned them around. They then had to wander for 40 more years until the faithless and powerless people died and the rest of the nation was ready to work and fight for God's promises. I see people grow frustrated with God because they aren't being given something that seems to be part of His will and vision for their life. But are we willing to fight for it? If you want to get out of debt, are you fighting for it by working a budget, eating oatmeal, and skipping the Starbucks run every morning? If you want to be married, are you working on your dysfunctions, your communication ability, and getting out from behind your game console in preparation for being an actual teammate? If you want better health, are you hitting the gym, making wise food choices, and getting adequate rest? If you want to hear from God, are you spending time with Him? We love to hear the promise of God, but it's the minority of men who opt into back-breaking labor to secure them. We've been deluded into thinking if God has given something to us, it will fall into our lap. Not so. When God gives, He gives permission for us to go after it, to fight and take the land before us. Let's pray. Lord, You haven't called me to a life of ease. You've called me to work. I don't want to sit idle on the sidelines. I want to be in the fight. Show me an opportunity to move toward Your promises and plans today, and I vow to put in the hard work. Amen. Some ways to get in the game. First, Where in your life are you passively waiting for things to change? Finances, relationships, work, your health? Take the fight to it today. Choose one positively aggressive move and do it in the next 24 hours. Or, number two, when Moses sent the 12 spies into the promised land, he sent them in pairs. Only one pair remained faithful. Think of someone you know who is attempting to take new land in their life. Shoot them a text message or encouragement right now to keep going. Thanks for joining us on this journey toward aggressive living. Find more resources, articles, past episodes, and more at briantome.com. My new book, a 60-day devotional called The 5 Marks of a Man, 60 Days to a Powerful Life, along with all the other books in the 5 Marks library, are open right now on Amazon. Be sure to leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast. Then send an email to dirt, that's dirt, at briantome.com to get a free Aggressive Life sticker. Find more on Instagram at briantome. The Aggressive Life is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.